Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkolim Daf Tev Zayin. We begin at the top of Daf Tev Zayin Amud Aleph with the words Mishenignaz Ha'oin. Mishenignaz Ha'oin, Nignaz Imoi, Tzinzeres Haman, Usluchis Shemna Mishcha, Umakonoi Shel Aoin, Uprochov Shkaidov, Vagav Sheishivu Plishtim Oshom Lelike Yisrael. When the Aoin was hidden, the following were hidden also with it: the jar of mon, which is in the midbar, the flask of anointing oil, the staff of Aaron, its blossoms and its almonds, and the box in which the plishtim returned a gift to the god of Yisrael. Mi ganzoi, Yoshiyahu ganzoi, kiven shera shekosov, yolech Hashem oischa v'esmogcha shetokim alecha, el goy asher lo yadata, ato avisecha, omad v'ganzoi. Who hid it? It was King Yoshiyahu. When he saw the posuk in Dvarim Pek Chofres, posuk Lamed Vov, Hashem will bring you and your king that you placed upon yourself to a nation that is unknown to you and your fathers, he stood up and hid it. Hadaru d'chsiv, v'yemel levim ravinim, v'lechol yisrael ha'kadoshim la'ashem, tenu es oin ha'kodesh v'vayes asher bono Shlomo ben David melech yisrael, Ein lachem masa b'kaseif. And this is as it's written in Divya Yom Bis, in Perik Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel, and he said to the Levim, who taught all of Yisrael, who are holy to Hashem, place the holy Aaron in the house that Shlomo, the son of David, king of Yisrael, built. You have no burden on the shoulders. Amalehem, im goylu imchem lebavel, ein atem machzirin oisai, oid lemakaymoi. Ela ato, ivdus Hashem lekechem ve'es amoi Yisrael. He said to them, if it is exiled with you to Bavel, you will not return it to its place. And rather, and we quote again from the pasuk, now serve Hashem, your God, and his nation, Yisrael. Pitum Shem la Mishcha, ve'ato kach v'cho v'geimer, v'kide chamesh meris v'geimer, she'in elef v'chamesh meris manim. Preparing the anointing oil, how do we know that it was hidden? Well, as the pasuk says in Shmos Perek Lamed, Sukkim Chafgimon and Chafdalet, and you take for yourself, etc., and of Kesia 500 shekel weights, etc., which totals 1500 shekel weights. Shemen Zayis Hin Shneimasar Lug Shaboy Sholkin Esaikorin Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that olive oil, a hin, which is a 12 log in which the roots of the spices were boiled. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sholkan Haya Amayim Menoisin Shemen Al Gabayim Mishay Koled Esareyach Hayma Viroi Kederach Shehapetavim Oisim Hadar Udirsev Shemen Mishchaskodesh V'Geimer. Rabbi Yehuda says he first boils them in water and then puts oil on top of them. After it absorbs the fragrance, he removes the oil in the way of the perfume makers, as the Pasuk says in Shemoth Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, holy anointing oil, etc. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, Shemen HaMishcha She'asa Moshe B'Midbar, Ma'ase Nisim Na'ase Boi, Mitchila Vad Soif, Shemitchila Lo Hayol Boi Ela Shneimasa Log, Shneimar Shemen Zayis Hin. We have a braisa from Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. The anointing oil made by Moshe in the desert was miraculous from beginning to end. Originally it contained only 12 log, as the pasuk says that we quoted, olive oil, a hin. In Lasuch boy, as a karen, lay higher boy, sofeg, al achas kam vakama sha'o boilea, vaha eitzim, bogem, vayoyre, boilas. If to pour over the roots, that volume does not suffice, all the more so when it's being absorbed by the fire, the wood, and the vat. Uremenu nimshaku hamishkan v'chol kelov, Hashulchan v'chol kelov, Hamanoi v'chol kelar, Uvimenu nimshachu Aaron Kohen Gadol, Uvonov, Kol Shiris Yimei Hamiluim, Uvimenu nimshachu Kohanim Gedolim, Umalachim. That oil was used to anoint the following: the Mishkan and its vessels, the Shulchan, on which the Lechem upon him was placed, and its vessels, the Menorah and its vessels, Aaron the Kohen Gadol and his sons throughout the 7 days of the Miluim, which is the inauguration of the Mishkan, and Kohanim, Gedolim, and kings. Melech betchila, Ta'on Meshicha, Melech Bemelech Ein Tom Mashiach. If a king is the start of a succession, then he requires anointing. If a king is the son of another king, then he does not require it. My timer, Kum Mashiach Ki Ze Hu Ze Ton Mashiach Vein Benoi Ton Mashiach. What's the source? It's the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Impact Zayin pasuk Yud Beis, arise and anoint him because he is the one. And we learn this one requires anointing, but his son will not require it. About Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, I feel that the thought with Ton Mashiach, but a Kohen Gadol, the son of a Kohen Gadol requires anointing even after 10 generations. V'kulay kaim la'osid lovay, ha'odichsiv, shemin mishchas kodesh, yeh ze li l'derisichem. All of it will remain in the future though, as the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Lamed and Pasuk Lamed Aleph, this shall be the holy anointing oil for me in all your generations. Ein moshchim ha'melochim ela al gabi ha'mayan, sh'ne'emar, v'kavta v'shloimo b'ni ala p'ida asheli v'yirat t'moisoi el gichoin, ha'mashach v'yisoi sham, sodoi kakoyin, v'noslan ha'novi, le'melech al yisol. Kings are only anointed at a spring, as the Pasuk says in Melochim Aleph, in Perek Aleph, Psukim Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet, and have Shlomo my son ride on my mule and take him down to the Gihon spring, and Sotik HaKoyin and Noslan HaNovi shall anoint him there as king over Yisrael. Ein Moshchem Melech BeMelech El Mipnei HaMachlekes. One only anoints a king who is the son of a king in a case of dispute. Mipnei Ma Nimshech Shlomo Mipnei Machlokosoi Shel Adoniyo Yoash Mipnei Ataliyahu Yoyachaz Mipnei Yoyakim Achiv Yehu. Why was Shlomo anointed? Because of the dispute of Adoniyahu. Yoash was anointed because of Ataliyahu. Yoachaz was because of his brother, Yoyakim, who was 2 years older than him. Yehu was because of Yoram. Lekein ksiv krum moshchehu ki zehu, zehu tan meshicha ve'imach yisol, tonim meshicha. The Gemara asked, does it not say in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud Beis, arise and anoint him, as he is the one, meaning this one needs anointing, but kings of Yisrael do not need anointing. Ela Yoachaz mepnei Yoyakim achiv shayagol menu shtei shonim. Rather, Yoachaz was anointed because of his brother, Yoyakim, who was 2 years older than him. V'lo Yoshio benazai, ask the Gemara, did Yoshio not hide it away before this? Hada amra ba'palsamayin nimshach. Rather, this shows he was actually anointed with balsam oil rather than the regular, real anointing oil. Ein moshchem ha'melochim ela min ha'keren, shol v'yehu nimshachu min ha'pach, haisa malchusam malchus ha'veres. Dodo shloimo nimshachu min ha'keren, haisa malchusam malchus ha'yemes. One should only anoint kings from a horn. Shol and Yehu were anointed from an earthenware flask, and their reigns were temporary. Dodo shloimo were anointed from a horn, and their reigns were permanent. Ein moshchem kohanim malochim. One may not anoint kohanim to be kings. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, you say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda and Tundaria, al shem la yosa shevet mi Yehuda. Yehuda and Tundaria said that as the pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek mem tes pasuk yud, the scepter shall not leave the tribe of Yehuda. Amar Rechia ba'ada, leman yarech yomim al mamlachtoi hu uvanov bekev Yisrael, Ma ksev basrei lo yeh lekehanim halavim. Rav Chiya ba'ada said a different source. He says, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chaf, so that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his sons among Israel. And what's written after that, at the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, there shall not be to the kehanim and levim. Am Rabbi Yochanan, hu Yochanan, hu Yoachaz. Rabbi Yochanan says that Yochanan is Yoachaz. V'ha k'siv ha'b'chor Yochanan asks the Gemara question, but the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Aleph, in Perigil or Pasuk Tezvav, the firstborn was Yochanan. And as the Gemara said earlier, Yoachaz was 2 years younger than his brother. And the Gemara answers b'chor l'malchus, that refers to the firstborn for royalty, meaning that he reigned first. Am Rabbi Yochanan, hu Shalom, hu Sidkiyo. Rabbi Yochanan said that Shalom is Sidkiyo. V'aksiv ha-gimel Sidkiyo v'arvi Shalom. The Gemara asked that the Pasuk there said that the third with Tzidkiyahu, and the fourth with Shalom. And the Gemara says, Gimel was told Leif Daled Lemalchus, he was third in order of birth, but he was the fourth to reign. Tzidkiyahu Shesidik Alav Midas Adin, Shalom Shebeyamav Shlema Malchus Beis David. He was called Tzidkiyahu as he Tzadik Alav Midas Adin, he accepted upon himself the attribute of judgment of Hashem. He was called Shalom, as in his days the kingdom of Beis David was Shlema, which means it ended, that meaning that he was the last king of the house of David. And I should say now, Le Shalom Havashmei, Le Tzidkiyahu Havashmei, Ela Matanya Adahu Dechsiv, Vayirach Melech Bavel Es Matanya Doi Doi Tachtov, Yasev Es Shemai Tzidkiyahu. His name was not Shalom or Tzidkiyahu, but rather it was Matanya, as is written in Melachim Beis, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the king of Bavel crowned Matanya, his uncle, in his place and changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'ama Shel Shisha Tfachim, Haya Ha'Oin Asui. Rabbi Yochanan says the Oin was made using Amos of six Tfachim. Man Talim Ba'ama Shel Shisha Tfachim. Who is the Tanu who says that they were six Tfachim Amos? Rabbi Meihi. It's the Tana Rabbi Meir, the Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Kelim, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Amos, Hayu Beinoines. Rabbi Meir says that all of the Amos of the Mikdash were median in size, meaning six Tvachim Amos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Amos Abinyon, Shisha, Shel Kelim, Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says that those used for the building were six Tvachim, those used for the vessels were five Tvachim Amos. Al Daita Dermi, Rabbi Meir, To Amma Ba'ama Shal Shisha Tvachim Haya Awain Asui, Ocha Shal Awain Chamisha Asa Tvachim, Tichsiv, Amasai Vachitzi Okoi, Amsa Ashisa Vamsa Ashisa, Opalgus Amsa Talasa. According to Meir, the Awain was 15 Tvachim long, as the Pasuk says in Shmois Pekhofhei Pasuk Yud, 2.5 Amas long, that's 6 plus 6 plus 3, which makes 15. The Habar Luchais Hayu Boy, Shnaim, Shleimim, Veshalem, Shvurim, Dechsiv, Asher Shibalta, Vesamtem, Ba'awin. There were four tablets in the Awin, two were complete and two were broken, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Yud, Pasuk Beis, that you broke and placed them in the Awin. Haluchis, Hayu Kol Echad, Be'echad, Aokoi Shisha Tvachim, Vachboi, Shisha Shleisha, Betein Aokam, Shal Luchis, Laokoi, Shal Awin. Each of the tablets was six Tvachim long, and three tefachim wide. Place the length of the tablets along the length of the aron, one after the other. Nishtaya sham, shlesha tefachim, tein mehem, chetzi tefach lakol koisel, nishtaya shnei tefachim lesefer Torah. Three tefachim of its length remain empty, a half a tefach on each side is the thickness of the wall, as the 15 tefach length of the aron was the outside measurement, which leaves two tefachim for the sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rafwe shall awin, tisha tvachim, dechsiv, amma vachetzi rachboi, amsa, ashisa, opalgus, amsa, talasa. The width of the awin was 9 tvachim, as is written in Shmois Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Yud, and 1.5 amos wide, that would be 6 plus 3, which is 9 tvachim wide. Moving on to Tezayin Rabbeis, v'arba luchis hayuboi, shnaim shlemim, v'shnaim shavuim, dechsiv, asheshibalta, Vesamtem ba'aron haluchis. There were four tablets in the aron. Two were complete and two were broken. As the pasuk says in Dvarim Yud, pasuk beis, that you broke and placed them in the aron. Hayu kol achas va'achas okam shisha tvachim, rechvam shisha tvachim, ten rechvam shal luchis le'rechvam shal aron, nishtay sham shlesha tvachim, chatzi tefach, mikan lekoisel ze, v'chatzi tefach mikan lekoisel ze, Tzvachaim, Leshilut, Mokaim, Shesefer Torah, Munach. The length of each tablet was 6 Tvachim and its width was 6 Tvachim. Place the width of the tablets along the width of the Aron, and 3 Tvachim remain, half a Tefach for the thickness of each wall, and a 2 Tvachim space for the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim, Haya Aron Osi. Rishim Melakish says that the Aron was built based on a five Tvachim Amma. Man Tana Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Tana uses an Amma of five Tvachim? Rabbi Yehuda. תתנינן, תמון, וידו אימה, אמא סביניון שישה של הכלם חמישה, והאין אוין כליהו. And we prove it from the Mishnah in Kelim, Rabbi Yehuda says, the armor for the construction of the building was 6 shochim, the armor for the vessels was 5 shochim, and the aron was a vessel. Now that is Rabbi Yehuda, to armor by armor shel chamisha shochim haya okai, also shnei masa tefach umechse tichsiv amosayim vachetzi okai, amsa chamisha vamsa chamisha upalgos amsa trei upalik. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the length of the aron was 12.5 shochim, as the Pasuk says in Shmeis Per Chofei Pasuk Yud, 2.5 amma length, which is 5 + 5 + 2.5, which is 12.5 tefachim. V'daraluchis hayu boy shneim shleimim v'shneim shvuim dechsev asher shibarta v'samtem ba'oin. There were 4 tablets in the oin, 2 whole and 2 broken, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, that you broke and placed them in the oin. והלוחוי זה כל אחד ואחד אורקון שישה טרוחים, רחבון שישה טרוחים, תן שזה אורקון של לוחוי לאורקוי של ארון, ונשתיה שום חצי טפח, אצבע לקויסל מכאן ואצבע לקויסל מכאן. Each tablet was 6 טרוחים long and 6 טרוחים wide. Place the length of the tablets along the length of the ארון, and half a tefach remains a finger width for the thickness of each wall. רחבו של ארון שבע טרוחים, ומחסה, תכסיב אמה וחצי רחבוי, אמסה חמישה ופלגוס אמסה, תרי ופולג. The width of the aron was 7.5 tefachim, as the pasuk says, 1.5 amma width, which is 5 + 2.5 is 7.5 tefachim. ויתר לוחס היו בוי שניים שלמים ושניים שבועים, תכסיב אשר שיברת ושמתם בארון. There were 4 tablets in the aron, 2 were complete and 2 were broken, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Yud Pasuk Beis, that you broke and placed them in the aron. Haluchis haya kol echad, orkon shisha trochim, rachvam shisha trochim, ten rachvam shisila rachva shel aron, v'nishtaya sham, tefach v'mechse, etzbar l'koysel mikan, v'etzbar l'koysel mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, v'chatzi tefach mikan, l'shilud. Each tablet was 6 trochim long and 6 trochim wide. Place their width along the width of the aron, and 1.5 trochim remain. The thickness of the wall was 1 finger breadth on each side, leaving 1 tefach, half a tefach on each side of the tablet for accessibility. According to his opinion, the Sefer Torah Moshe was not kept in the aron. Ketzad osa betzalel es ha'aron. How did Betzalel construct the aron? Rabbi Chanina shse omar sholosh tevois asoi, shtayim shel zav v'achta shel etz, nothing shel zav v'shel etz v'shel etz v'shel zav. Rechanina answered he made 3 boxes, 2 from gold and 1 from wood. He put the smaller gold box inside the wooden box, and then the wooden box inside the larger golden box. Misipo tichsiv, vitsipisa oisei zav tahor mibayis umichutz. He then covered the rim with gold, as the pasuk says in Shmois Perk Hofei Pasuk Yudalef, and you shall cover it with pure gold on the inside and on the outside. Mata velai vetitzapenu. What does the word "you shall cover it" teach? Lahavi tfasei elyona, it includes the upper rim. Rish Lakish omer teva achas asoi v'tzipor tichsiv v'tzipisa oisei zav tor mibayis mihutz. And the second answer is from Rish Lakish that he made 1 box and covered it with gold, as the pasuk says there, and you shall cover it with pure gold on the inside and on the outside. Matha meleima tisapenu, what does the word "you shall cover it" teach? Amr Pinchas Lavi ben Neser Neser, where Pinchas answers is to include the edges between the boards that are not visible. Kezer hayu aluchos kesuvim. What was the arrangement of the text on the tablets? Rabbi Chanina should say Ben Gamliel, Oime, Chamisha aluchos aluach ze, Chamisha aluach ze. The first opinion is Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel that the 5 commandments were written on each tablet. העוד הכסיב, ויכתבם על שני לוחיס אבונים, חמישה על לוח זה וחמישה על לוח זה. And we bring a support from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone, meaning 5 on each. ורבונן אמרי, עשור על לוח זה ועשור על לוח זה. Second opinion is the Rabbonon who say that all 10 of the commandments were written on each tablet. Ha'odichsev v'yaged lachem et pisoya shetziva eschem la'asoyf aseres hadvoyim asor aluach zeh v'asor aluach zeh. And we bring support from the pasuk there that said, and he told you his covenant which he commanded you to do, the Ten Commandments, and he inscribed them on two stone tablets, meaning 10 on each. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai oimer esem aluach zeh v'esem aluach zeh. Tichsiv v'yichtavim al shnei luchos avonim esem aluach zeh v'esem aluach zeh. A third opinion is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that there were 20 on each tablet, as the pasuk there said, and he wrote them on two stone tablets. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon replaces this phrase with the quote from Shmos Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Tes Vav, written on both sides, meaning that all of the Ten Commandments were on each side of each tablet. Rabbi Simai Amar, Arboim Aluach Zeh, V'Arboim Aluach Zeh, Tichsiv Mizeh Mizeh Hem Ksuvim Matruga. And the fourth opinion is Rabbi Simai that there were 40 on each tablet, as the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Tes Vav, on one side and on the other side they were inscribed, meaning they were quadrangular. Meaning the tablets had dimensions of 6x3x3 trochim, and therefore there were four surfaces of 6x3 trochim on each tablet upon which to write the Ten Commandments. Hananya ben Achi Barishua Oimer, Ben Kol Dibor, Vadibor, Dikduker, Vaisyoser, Shelteira, Dechsiv, Mulim, Betarshish. Kima Rabba. Hananya, the nephew of Yeshua, said that between one commandment and the next were written the details and letters of the Torah, as it's written in Shir HaShirim in Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud Daled, studded with Beor, which is Tarshish, like the color of the Great Sea, we explained. And this Pasuk in Shir HaShirim is an allusion to the tablets they're compared to the Mediterranean Sea, as Rav Shimon Lakish will now explain. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kadavamati Hadein Kraya, Hava Omer, Yofe Lamdeni Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Shua, Ma Yamaze ben Gal Godol Gal Godol, Galim Ketanim, Kach ben Kodibo Vadibo, Tiktuke, Vaisyoser, Shalteira. When Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish would read this pasuk, he would say, Hanani the nephew of Rabbi Shua taught me well. Just as in the sea, between one large wave and the next are smaller waves, so between one commandment and the next, the details and letters of the Torah were written. Abba Ritanchuma, if Kashais, Kaimei Rabbi Pinchas, Asi Kabbi Yehuda Vle Ase Kerabi Meir. Rabbi Tanchuma asked Rabbi Pinchas that the following pasuk agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir, as it indicates that the Sefer Torah of Moshe was not in the Aron. My time with Rabbi Yeshua, Dechsiv, Lakoch es Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, Besamtem Oisoi Misad Aron Bris Hashem, Pegaymer. What is Rabbi Yehuda's source? The pasuk says in Drawim, Perek Lamadalaf Pasuk Chavav, take the Sefer Torah and place it to the side of the Aron, the covenant of Hashem, etc. Abdata Rabbi Yehuda, to Omer Achein, Ayo Sefer Torah, Nothan, Kamin Kluskia, Osoi Plevi Bechutz, Osoi Bechutz, Vahaya Sefer Torah, Nothan Besechei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer Torah was placed in a type of box made on the outside of the Aron. By Tamadu Meir, Tichsir, Renosata, Eza Kapayrus, Ala Aron, Milamala, What is with Meir's source? The Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Chof Aleph, and you shall place the kaporos, which is the cover, on top of the Aron, and into the Aron you shall place the testimony that I will give you. Al Data de Rabbi Yehuda should say, Do Amar Ein Mugdar Mocha Batoira, Ela Ve'al Aron Titein Es Ha'idus Asher Etein Elecha, V'achar Kach V'nasata Es Ha'kaporos Al Aron V'lemala. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no assumed chronological order in the Torah. Rather, you can reverse the reading of the two parts of the pasuk and say, you shall place the testimony that I will give you in the Aron, and then afterwards you shall place a kaporos, a cover, on the Aron from above. Rav Papa, b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, HaTorah shenothan le'kodesh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, nitna lo yesh levana charusa be'esh shechora, hi esh mevleles, Be'esh chatsuva me'esh v'nosar le'esh t'chzir v'yaminoi esh das lamay. The Papa, quoting Rav Shimon Lakish, said that the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe was given as white fire engraved on black fire. It itself is fire, it is mixed with fire, it's cut out from fire and given from fire, as is written in Dvarim, Perek Lamagil Pasuk Beis, from his right hand with a fiery law for them.